Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine.
Brought you a soda.
Thank you. Can I just have some water?
Oh, sure. I just figured it'd been a while since you... Yeah, sure. Let me get a bottle of water.
I appreciate it. It's been some time since I had water I wasn't worried about.
You've had a strange few weeks.
You could say that.
It's funny.
Funny? No. No, it's... I mean, there aren't words. It's insane. Have you been here from the beginning?
We deployed to Santa Monica 6 hours after.
6 hours? Do you have any idea what happened in those 6 hours?
I do. Yes, I can see.
Due respect, but fuck what you could see. If you weren't there, you didn't feel it.
That's less than due respect, Mrs. Wallace.
Ms. Wallace.
Miss Wallace, you understand that you're under investigation.
Well, it sure doesn't feel like a rescue mission.
It's over 24 dead bodies.
On the island. You and Mr. Sharp are the only survivors.
Wayne's alive?
Is that news to you?
I wasn't sure.
Okay, look, let's start at the beginning. How's that sound? And let's not stop until we get to all those bodies.
Bottled water.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Wallace.
It's a long story. I'll tell you all of it. I want to. People need to know. But we have to start about 6 hours before you were deployed.
Were you alone when it happened?
I was.
Where were you?
At home. In my apartment. Making dinner. Hello?
Hello, beautiful.
Well, hello. What are you doing?
Making dinner.
Wonderful. I didn't expect you home.
I couldn't stay away from you.
Is that right?
Okay, that came out a little cheesier than I meant it.
I missed you.
Oh, baby, I missed you too. Yes.
Oh my God, I haven't even put down my groceries.
Drop it all. I'll clean it up after.
You want me to drop a 14-year-old Macallan Special Reserve?
I don't. And you don't want me to burn your ribeye.
Ribeye?
I mean, you know, it's just a little something.
You star. I will thank you properly.
You will you? And what's that look like?
You want a preview? Ooh, small taste.
I might not be mad at that.
Wait, please don't overcook my...
Woman. Have I ever overcooked?
I'm just saying that in case you're distracted, it would be a shame to waste...
What? Distracted? Never. Laser focused.
True statement. Bless Macallan, handsome pants.
I don't see why not.
What?
Just enjoying the view. You are something else, you know that?
You make me feel like something else. Michaela still MIA?
No, she took the boat.
Oh, damn. That was a bold move.
Right?
Have you...
The reported is stolen and let the Coast Guard arrest her?
Babe, no.
I was gonna let her get it out of her system. You know, give it another day. What do you think?
I think it's between the two of you. Much as I'd love to have my say, this is for you to work out. Oh my God, that's good.
Not overcooked?
It's perfect. Hold on, let me pee, and then I gotta tell you about this kid today.
All right.
Lawrence, is that you? What's going on?
Hey, it's an earthquake, baby. Get outside.
Whoa, babe.
Oh, God. Hey, I can't move. Shit. Ah, help me!
I got it. I'll get help. Just stay right there.
What?
The fuck, sorry. I'll be right back, baby. No one, baby. We gotta do this.
Oh, I'm not sure I can.
Of course we can. Here, I'll get this side. Come on. I'm just gonna... Oh, shit. Jesus, baby.
Oh, I know.
The blood's everywhere.
I know. I can't see. I can't... Can you stop it?
Well, there's a rebar through.
Oh. Is it all the way? All the way through?
Baby, what do I do?
Oh, come here.
No. It's okay. We can fix this. I'm gonna get a towel. I'm gonna put direct pressure on it. We'll just wait until somebody comes.
Come here. Come here. That hurts. Please, just come here.
I'm here, love. I'm here.
Listen.
Listen.
You have to go find Michaela.
Of course. I'll make sure.
No, now. Right now. She's at sea. What if...
I'll find her. I promise. I'll make...
Now, Cassie, go.
Baby, I can't leave you.
Hey. Cassie, I'll always be with you, love.
Don't do that.
And if you don't see me for a while...
Don't do that.
Know that I'm gonna wake up in the next lifetime looking for you, baby.
I'll be there.
Listen to me. Oh!
Don't say goodbye.
No!
Come on,
when you find Michaela, tell her
course,
I wish I
of course.
Had.
Look at me, babe.
Make sure she knows.
I will make sure that she knows how much her papa loves her, baby. I promise. No.
So it was luck.
Luck?
That you weren't buried.
I mean, it didn't feel like luck. It felt like the end of the world.
How long did it take for emergency services to get to you?
They didn't. I kind of ended up going to them. My friend, this guy Lawrence that I worked with, he'd made me a go bag for my birthday.
He made you a go bag?
Yeah. I'd never even opened it, to be honest. The pack still had the tags on it. But I dug it out and it had... like, everything.
That's a pretty personal gift.
Is it? I mean, I guess so, yeah. It saved my life. It had a map. So I was the only person in LA who knew where they were going with the cell towers down.
Where'd you go?
to my school. I'm a teacher. I was a teacher. The high school was built as a fallout shelter, so I thought it might have made it through the quake.
And it did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like this island standing up in a sea of rubble. I mean, God, you can't even... Were the fires out by the time you got there?
Out? No, they weren't contained for 10 days.
10 days?
You didn't know? Wait, when did you leave?
I don't know. It was probably the morning after. It wasn't easy to keep track of time, and the air was, like, full of ash, smoke. There was no sunset that night. It just got gray, and with all the fires, it never really got dark, so...
Okay, you're getting ahead of yourself. You went to the high school. Then what?
Well, on the way there, some guy tried to take my go bag.
And what, you fought him off?
No. God, I'm not like that. I'm not trained or anything. Someone else stopped him.
Wayne Sharp. Is that how you guys met?
No. No, these teenagers fought him off with like a... You know those things you put on your steering wheel so that no one steals your car?
The club, I think it's called.
That's it. Yeah, the club. There were two of them, and they bashed this guy on the neck. And he went down. I don't know if he was alive or not. It was so quick and, like, quiet. There was no shouting or anything. They just showed up as this guy was trying to pull my bag off. Maybe I screamed and that's how they knew. I don't remember.
Okay. What do you remember?
The smell. The air was sick. And, like, cement dust and burning rubber and your eyes stung.
Yeah, I remember that. Even through the particle masks they gave us.
Yeah?
Yeah. And after a few days, it started... Just the smell of bodies was...
Oh, God.
We couldn't get to everyone under the rubble.
And so they rotted?
I mean, it was... It was summer, so... The heat.
Oh, my God, that's...
National Guard. It's the job.
You didn't sign up for that.
I signed up to protect my country. Anything is a part of the job.
Thank you for your service.
So, at the high school.
Well, I wasn't the only one who thought to go there. There were a few families when I showed up. We got out the first aid kit, but then a lot of people came. And it was scary. If the Red Cross hadn't come, I don't know... What would have happened? They were like a miracle.
What did they bring?
Oh, God, everything. Food, first aid, water, blankets. And they set up like a satellite TV feed so that people could watch the news. Our phones were useless, so no one knew how bad it was.
Which hours ago suffered the largest earthquake in North American history. Thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people are unaccounted for, buried beneath the rubble of a city that was, just this morning, America's dream factory. But Hollywood is, as far as we can see tonight, no more. We're hearing that first responders from as far as Wyoming are being dispatched, and the National Guard has... Oh, wait a moment. I hear we have a breaking...
Andrea, we're out over the ocean right now, and can you see what we're seeing? There's a what is it, an island, seems to be. I mean, there wasn't anything there before.
Sorry, Nolan, are you saying there's a what? A new island out there?
I know it sounds crazy, but yes, we're double-checking the maps, but as far as we can tell, the earthquake somehow raised a new landmass out here. It's about, what, 10, 12 miles off the coast? We're heading over to take a better look.
What an incredible thing. Nolan, is there anything on the island as far as you can tell?
Well, there's... Zoom in there. It looks like there's a... Is that a boat? It looks like the wreckage of some kind of watercraft.
Could it have been in the water during the earthquake?
Holy shit! Holy shit, that boat! That's...
From what we can see, there's no one around. Maybe they managed to escape before it was caught in the before the landmass. I mean, Andrea, it's impossible to tell.
Well, I'm sure rescue crews will be dispatched. Although with everything in the city right now...
That's Michaela's boat! That's... Listen, I gotta get out there. Excuse me? I need help? That report. That girl out there. I
ma'am?
Need... That, ma'am? That's my girl.
We're spread as thin as...
No, but she's out there on that island. That... I mean, it just... She's shipwrecked, and we have to call it in. We have to get someone to go pick her up. The Coast Guard...
The Coast Guard is as busy as we are, ma'am. We can call it
you
in...
You don't understand. She's right there. We just have to go...
I need you to calm down, please.
Calm down? That's my daughter. If I can't...
Ma'am,
go...
calm down.
No. Please get your hands off me. I'm just trying to get my girl. I'm not doing anything...
In times like these, we need everyone to stay calm, okay?
Calm? How am I supposed to be calm?
Excuse me, miss. You said that's your daughter?
Hey, that's our boat. She's there.
How can you be sure?
I know, okay? She took the boat out today. Maybe she was under that island thing when it came up. If the boat is there, she's there. And these people won't help
me. They can't, miss. They're doing everything they can right
but
now.
But I...
Listen. You want to get her right now, that's on you, okay? Right now, in this shit show, you want her rescued, you're going to have to do it. It's dangerous out there. You willing?
I don't care. I have to go get her.
Okay. Because, you know, there's no telling that she's out there, right? Shipwrecked like that?
She's a champion sailor. She's there.
Okay. All right, I get it. You want company, Mama Bear?
What?
I just lost everything. Everyone. If I had a chance to get one of them back, I'd be like you right now. Doesn't matter, they're gone. But if you want a hand finding your girl, I got nothing else.
You'll go to the island?
It's been a bad day. Seeing a mama bear get her baby back, that might do me some good.
The city's on fire.
And they're looting.
I have a go bag.
Wow, okay. I don't suppose it's got a couple of automatic weapons and a Zodiac inside.
Some dried couscous, duct tape, and a map.
Oh, couscous. Wow.
My husband is a...
What? Where is he?
He didn't make it.
All right. Mama Bear with the couscous.
Cassie. I'm Cassie. What's your name?
Wayne. Wayne Sharp.
Well, thank you, Wayne. God, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Forgive me, Mr. Sharp, but...
Please call me Wayne.
Fine, Wayne. I don't see why you'd agree to take a total stranger to an island that just floated up from the sea.
She was as upset as they come. The whole society pretense slid away faster than, I don't know, most people would have thought. I mean, Jesus, L.A. was on fire. She wanted to get out.
Yes, but why did you go with her?
Like I said, there was nothing left for me there, and the island was empty. There was no riots out there.
Just looking for some peace and quiet?
I mean... Yeah, I mean, then she had this go bag. I figured it'd give us a better chance of making it.
Better than waiting at the Red Cross shelter for the National Guard evacuation.
You saw what happened after Katrina. People starved at the dome. And by the time folks get hungry, it's too late. No, every step out of LA is a step in the right direction.
You okay?
I got something stuck in my throat. I think, can you grab me a soda or something?
Yeah. Sure, I'll be right back.
You have a picture of Michaela?
A picture?
No, it might not hurt to know what she looks like.
Of course. Yeah.
Hey, I'm happy to carry that. for you.
I appreciate it, but...
All right. I get it. You don't know me.
It's not personal. Some guy tried to take it off me.
Look, the offer's there, if you want it.
Here, this is her. A beautiful girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She's also... I mean, I'm not trying to...
Oh, she's adopted.
Oh, sure. Okay. Sorry. I'm running on all cylinders right now.
I can't imagine why.
Right? Pathetic excuse. Man's a few sandwiches short of a picnic just because...
The entire city falls apart. Makes you wonder what kind of a man he is, doesn't it?
Well, he must be a psychopath.
Clearly. Taking a total stranger to go save her kid. She's all alone in the dark out there.
All right, let's keep going.
She's got good skills. She'll be okay for a night.
Keep out of the light, Mama Bear.
Right, I'm sorry. You're good at this, you know. Why is it so empty here? Hollywood was madness.
Yeah, this is Englewood. Folks here know help isn't coming. They either split or they're hiding.
No kidding. Is that why we came this way?
I mean, if we went through the Palisades, we'd be dealing with douchebags in their panic rooms, thinking they're, what, who's the guy from Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
No. The character. What's the character?
Oh, I have no idea. Sorry, I have earthquake brain.
Earthquake brain. That's good. That's funny. Jeez.
Conventional wisdom might say that Englewood is...
dangerous. Yeah, it's a community. One that sticks together in ways that might surprise you. Plus, two white people trekking through at night were probably police. Wide berth.
That's kind of brilliant.
Said no one to me ever.
Are you police? I don't even know.
Corrections officer. I worked in L.A. County.
Oh. You handle juveniles? You may have had some of my former students.
No. I was up with the adults. Where'd you adopt Michaela from, if you don't mind my asking? Like, Africa or...
Oh, no. No, she was born here, in L.A., actually. She was a baby when my partner and I,
Hey, I didn't mean... Hey.
I'm so sorry. No, God, really, I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
It's okay. It's okay. You lost someone today.
How could I forget?
Grief is like that. I lost my sister back in 99. Sometimes I still pick up the phone to give her a call.
It doesn't get better?
Yeah, you get used to it. Becomes a way to stay connected to them.
He's my whole world. You said you lost everyone today. Do you want to talk about it?
We're going to find your girl, okay? We're gonna get to the coast and find a boat and hole up on an island until everything gets back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Good plan.
And did Wayne tell you where he was when it all started?
What do you mean?
I mean, was he in uniform from the prison?
Yeah. Oh, it was covered in blood and dirt like everyone else. I didn't even recognize it until he washed it later.
Mm-hmm. So he was on duty during the quake. Did he say why he abandoned the prison?
No.
L.A. County didn't hold up too well. Okay, no one got there for a few days, so it could have been the aftershocks, but it looked like there may have been a riot.
And you're saying Wayne, what, like he abandoned his post?
Ms. Wallace, every man and woman in uniform in L.A. had a responsibility that day. Every pair of hands meant lives dug out of the rubble. Him running away to free real estate on the island?
I don't think that's fair.
Miss Wallace, you didn't see what you left behind. There is, as you put it, no way to understand it if you weren't there.
Listen, everyone was panicking.
Let me put it another way. If you had a kid who died pinned under a building for 6 days and you heard someone in law enforcement decided not to stay and help, how the hell would you feel?
I don't have kids.
Okay, whatever. Husband? Boyfriend?
I've been single for I don't even know how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did you want to go to that island, Miss Wallace?
I wanted to see if there was something for me there. Some kind of a life to be had.
So this has nothing to do with Michaela?
Michaela?
Was she already on the island when you showed up?
I don't know anything about...
It's pretty clear you did everything you could to hide her, what's left of her. I'm trying to be patient with you, but it's starting to sound like both you and Mr. Sharp are feeding me a load of shit. Neither of you seem to know anything about Michaela, and with all these dead bodies to answer for, you hiding things starts to look awfully suspicious. Don't you think, Miss Wallace?
Aftershock, Episode 1 stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Rockman Dunbar as Lawrence Ansley, E.J. Bonilla as Ernesto Chavez. Additional cast includes Mark Ramsey as helicopter reporter, Carissa Vacker as Andrea, and Sean Kennan as Red Cross worker. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Written by Sarah Wayne Callies. Directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Mark Ramsey, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour. Executive produced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Aftershock Episode 1 was recorded at Hyperbolic Audio in New York City and Bandwagon Media in Los Angeles. Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine in association with Cardinal Productions, Mark Ramsey Media, and Workhouse Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.